How should a true practitioner of Buddhism apply the supramundane mentality whilst performing his work in the world?
Rantian Buddhism advocates the application of a supramundane mentality to address worldly matters. What does this mean? Supramundane mentality is the way to liberation, and performing his work in the world means cultivating the Bodhisattva way. By supramundane mentality, we do not mean something that is set apart from all matters and phenomena of our world. Needless to say, with regards to the ways of our world, we should of course abstain from all evil. That is, we do not commit whatever deeds that are evil. And perform all virtue. That is, we must perform all deeds that are virtuous. Take, for example, the donation of money for a virtuous cause. If we make a donation to a Buddhist temple and perform the giving with a pure mind, without attaching to the notion that we are making a donation, then that is supramundane mentality. If we use a lot of money to perform many acts of virtue and perform all these with this supramundane mentality, then we are being selfless for the benefit of others. On the other hand, if we make a donation to erect a pillar in a Buddhist temple and require that our name and position be inscribed onto it, then this is not using supramundane mentality to do worldly work. We need to perform many, many virtuous deeds. But having done them, we need to be in accord with the Dharma. We mustn't go contrary to the Buddha Dharma. This is what is meant by using supramundane mentality to do worldly work. In this way, it enables our society to attain true harmony, peace, bliss, and happiness. This is only an example to illustrate the principle. Upon applying the principle of this one example to life's many other situations, everyone will be able to understand. If we were to speak of this in greater detail, perhaps we would not be able to finish in a month.